And now we're going to welcome a presentation by Mr. Ricardo Villalba, who is a substance abuse case manager for Adelante program at the Mano Multicultural Youth Centers in Miami, Maryland. He has over 10 years of experiences working with youth and families having the issue of dyslexia. He's also a filmmaker that has produced various work that represent the Latino experience in the U.S. Please, and also his presentation today's title will be Victor and Erika Working Novella, Innovative Latino Youth Experiment for Prevention. Please welcome Mr. Villalba.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm very happy to be here. And I don't have any disclosure, anything to share, so I'm just going to move on. I work for the Adelante program, which is funded by the Advanced Center, which is part of the George Washington University. And they receive a P20 exploratory research funded by the National Institute of Minority Health and Health Disparities. I don't know much about it, but it's right there. You can read it. I'm just going to move on. I work under the Latin American Youth Center, and I work actually in the Maryland Multicultural Youth Center, which is an office that opened in Maryland. The Latin American Youth Center started in Washington, D.C. in 1968. I'm proud to say that as a youth, as an adolescent, I was also part of the program. I started with them in the leadership program, which kind of shaped my life and career in working with young people. And it just, you know, since the Latin American started, they keep growing and growing. They have opened public charter school in Washington, D.C. They have three offices in Maryland, in the bordering counties, which is Montgomery County and PG County. I work out of the PG County offices, one of the PG County offices, which is the Langley Park. And finally, I'm part of the Adelante program at the Maryland Multicultural Youth Center in Langley Park. The Adelante program was started in part with working with the Advances Center and the Latin American Youth Center, and it's a multi-level intervention for Latino youth. We only work with Latino youth, and between Latino youth that are on the 8th and 9th grade. The program started because we see a lot of Latino youth in that area. For some reason, once they go to high school, they end up dropping out, usually in the 10th grade. So the program was started to follow them for 2 years to see why they were dropping out and also supporting and prevent the dropout rate. There is a high dropout rate of Latino kids in Langley Park. So these are the components that the program offers: case management, youth leadership and advocacy, parents as leaders. The youth leadership and advocacy program, I facilitated that program. The Parents and Leaders is a program that helps parents advocate for the kids in the schools. Then we have an academy support, which is we have tutoring available every Saturday. We also have a job readiness program in which we try to prepare these youth to help them out get a job. And one of the things that I feel like is very successful and I'm very proud of is the multifamily dinners. The multifamily dinners is a program in which we get families to get together once a week. We provide them with dinners. So they come in and they can sit down and enjoy a dinner within the family, which is very, you know, something that we found out that a lot of families usually don't have, a sit down and a dinner together. After they have a dinner, we will provide them with workshops and exercise so they can start building relationship among each other. And to me, I feel like that's one of the most successful programs we have. We also have a recreation activities. We have a soccer program. We form four teams. We're working with at least 70, 80 youth. And every day, you know, sometimes the schools don't have classes. So those days that the schools don't have classes, we get the kids together and we organize little soccer tournaments. And we're getting a lot of support. The kids love it. They come out. You know, even the kids that don't play soccer, they come out, they support their friends and all that. It's very positive. We have a health literacy program. The program was kind of designed in part by my coworker who's present here, Benjamin. And it's basically, he educated kids or adolescents about health issues and things like that that may affect them, and also train them to be health educator among their peers. Youth prevention and the engagement media, which is something that I also facilitated, which is what I'm going to talk about. So Victor and Erica started, you know, just as an idea, as we were creating. When Adelante was being formed, we tried to figure out who is the type of youth or the archetype of youth that we wanted to serve. And from that, we created, you know, two persons, you know, Victor and Erica. You know, Victor and Erica is the typical Latino youth that's going through some difficulties and how we can help them move forward. And that's how we started with the idea. I went on, and basically what I did is I wrote the script for the first episode of what would be life for Victor and Erica situation, what would be a challenge. At that time, I was meeting with young people, and the school just started, and I found out that there was a fight in school. And when I asked the kids why they were fighting over a girl. You know, two guys got into fight over a girl and all that. So from that, we started the first episode. So the first episode starts with a fight because of a girl and all that. But then we goes into the challenges, you know. The school in Precious County, they tend to suspend kids, especially Latino kids, right away. Like, you know, you get into any problems and all that, they usually get suspended, or they usually just get kicked out from school. So we try to highlight that on the video. Now, the goal of the web series that we did was also to engage kids, you know. They participated, they were the actors in the film, they were part writers. You know, I wrote the first script, and then they came, they say, "Ricardo, we don't talk like that. You need to change that." You know, "I will not say this, I will say it this way," and this and that. So then we kind of rewrote the script the way they would talk and all that. And that was, you know, that was something, you know, very empowering, because, you know, I talk the way I talk based on my experience when I was an adolescent, but now they have a new lingo, you know. So it was very engaging. The kids, you know, they were all volunteer, and they loved coming to the program. They love coming and you know, just being part of this and creating this web series. And basically, as part of creating, you know, we taught them something. We introduced them to something new. One of the things that the kids will say is that they don't see themselves being represented in the media. And, you know, when they see movies and they represent Latinos, they're either housekeepers, they're either gangbangers, you know, but they don't see them being represented the way it should be. You know, we, among the Latino communities, yes, we have a, you know, big majority that maybe work in the service industry, but as you can see, we have doctors, we have engineers, we have all type of, you know, lawyers and stuff like that. We are, you know, politicians, but they don't see that representation in the media. And that was something that the kids felt, that, you know, creating these films and all that would bring that representation. And also introduce them, you know, a lot of the kids I work with, they come from very low income families. They usually, some of them were, you know, came in, you know, they were born in their country, they were still undocumented and things like that. Some of them were born here, but the parents were probably still undocumented. And, you know, a lot of times the parents also come from the poor background, so they didn't have that experience to encourage them, look, you can pursue this career, you can pursue that. So doing film, it was an opportunity for them to explore something new. And I felt that was very powerful, you know, for them as well. The other thing I felt that, you know, that it was empowering is the fact that you don't need now the regular media to promote a video. You don't need TV, you know. Back in the days, you need to do something, you have to pay a big network television to show your videos. Now, thanks to you know, social media, we can create a video and anybody can see it. And that's something I'm going to ask you at the end. So that was also, you know, something new for us, discovering that new media can help us disseminate, you know, spread information and all that, and especially with young people. I have four kids, and all of them watch YouTube all day. You know, my TV just sits there in the living room. Everybody has a little laptop, they have the iPad, they have their phone, and all of them are on it. And I even see some of you right now being on your phone. So that's why we feel like it was a great opportunity and take advantage of that. So as part of the branding of Adelante, which I was part of, And the logo that we created was the fact that we try to get the kids to turn the corner. That sometimes you may have difficult times, but if you go around the corner and you look into positive way, things can be better for you. And we already talked about the characters and all that, how we created the characters, the sessions. I guess I went ahead on my presentation, but that's okay. the prevention topics. You know, as we talk about the prevention topics, we realize the things that was going on within the Latino community in Langley Park. And it happens not only with the Latino. We saw happening, like I know of other communities happen this. And one of them was that, you know, having unprotected sex, the result of that, and unwanted pregnancy. You know, some of them say that, you know, they cheat on their partners and all that. Trust, respect. One of the things that we found out was they have skipping parties. And one of the goals for the boys is at these skipping parties get their girlfriend drunk and have sex with them, you know. So part of the Victor and Erica's story was that she had an unwanted sex because she got drunk with her boyfriend. And the result was that she got pregnant. So, you know, those were the challenges that she was facing and all that. And at the same time, through the series, we try to show the consequence, not just the consequence for the young lady that has to deal with a pregnancy, but also we show the consequence to a boy. You know, if you do something like that, that is considered rape, and you could go to jail for doing that, you know. And if somebody is under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and they have told you that they're not interested in sex, that you continue doing and you end up having sex, you could be charged with rape. And that's something that we try to promote among the young men as well, because it's you know, it's a two-way thing. And so that's part of writing the script and all that, and the stories. I'm also, although the, you know, Victor and Erica is fictional, it is based on true events that happened among the youth that participated. It's stories that they told us. We just kind of changed it a little bit, but it's their story. So I'm a filmmaker, so that kind of helped me create these stories. I got one of my friends who helped me out. We had a very, very small budget, so we created the whole web series for like $1,800, which on a normal, you know, production company, that's pretty much nothing. Now, if somebody from Hollywood sees the series, we'll say it's okay. But I want you guys to think about it. This is like young people that they're not actors. They're not trained to be actors. We work with a very small budget. And at the end of the day, we feel very proud of the product we have put out. We have, and that's, I'm going to actually see if I can show you the trailer. Hopefully you can hear.
You know, things are complicated sometimes. And people have their own path to follow. You and Erica are like two lines moving forward. And you can choose to move forward together, or you can choose to move forward separately. But at the end of the day, you're both going forward.
You are 17 now. Do you not have all the authority to expel you from school?
Erica, have you told Victor?
Have you even told him yet?
Have you?
Yeah, my life is all types of messed up. You know, I'm undocumented, my dad's gone.
Fabi told me what happened. This is crazy. Why did she attack my brother?
You know what you did. I'm talking about that night at that party.
Okay. So that's pretty much the, you know, a trailer for it. If you guys can go into your phone, just go to YouTube and look for Victor and Erica, and you can see them. It's going to come out right away. We have over 8,500 views, and these are all word of mouth. We haven't paid any advertisement to do it. These are the kids texting each other, telling their friends to watch it, and we were able to reach a bigger audience than we will ever do just going, you know, and talking to people. I know that the average length of the series is like about 5 minutes. The way I look at it, when I thought of it, and you know, it was like pretty much like I wanted the kids to watch it while they're sitting in the toilet. You know, that's what I thought. I was like, well, you sitting there and watch a video, you know, and stuff. So the things that we learn is The power of filmmaking. Filmmaking has been, the power of filmmaking and to do promotions has been used for forever, but now thanks to the internet, thanks to social media, we're able to reach more people. The one thing that, you know, that we also just trying to figure out now that in the next, when we do another program, trying to get funding to do this type of, you know, programs and projects in doing media that can help, you know, this anime expand or whatever, you know, show more information. This is, I can't show you because we don't have internet access. The final things that we did was also during the summer, we did an anti-smoking campaign in which the kids wrote the script and they acted on it. And what I'm doing next is this fall, I'm going to start doing short stories and what Adelante means for them, what it is to making good choices, live your dream and belong to something bigger than yourself. Those are things that I'm working on right now. And we have a blog page that talks about it too if you want to look for it, Victor and Erica blog page. And I think that, and here are the links to the episodes. But that's it. I'm done. Thank you.
And we have one question here for Mr. Vlada.
What have been some of the impacts for the youth that you work on developing the scripts? What have you seen?
The impact, for example, one of the participants, she's still undocumented, but by participating in this program, she got exposed to other programs. And thanks to being part of this program, she actually just got a scholarship and she's going to college. This is, it looks very good when you're applying for college, when you're applying for scholarship, it helps them out. And they're, you know, a lot of them, they didn't realize how powerful the work was until they started seeing the results. We have done conferences on it and all that, and they feel very proud. And we see the, you know, something, you know, they work with a lot more pride. You know, they feel like they belong to something. They're proud to share it to their friends and tell they were part of that. You know, I still have kids, you know, coming and asking to be part of the program. I have, you know, now that I'm starting a new one program, there's a lot of kids that want to be part of it. So now it's a bigger participants that want to be part of it and all that. And it's just, it gives them a lot of pride. I think that was something that I saw that, you know.
Thank you, Mr. Lauda.